Well, each week, it's our pleasure to feature, each month actually, one pair, a big little, as they call them in the parlance of Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh. And this week we have Joe Bianco, along with his little brother, Amari. And Amari, I'm going to start by saying good morning to you. Hi.
Hi.
How old are you?
8.
And what school do you go to?
Stow Rocks.
That's not far from where I live. I live in Avalon on the other side of the Ohio River there. What grade are you in?
2nd.
And you don't have too many days left now until the end. You know exactly how many?
8.
Yeah, it's getting close. Do you have any favorite subjects in school? What do you like? What kind of classes and subjects do you
art.
Like? Do you? Did you get a chance to look at the art out here from the All City Art Show? What kind of art do you like to make? Is there a particular materials that you like to use or things
paint.
That... Paint. What, watercolor or oils or any kind of paint? Like, do you... What kinds of things do you like to paint? Pictures of what?
People.
Neat. And, you know, I was really curious about that because some people... like to paint, you know, scenes just of like houses or barns. Some people like to paint, you know, things that aren't really alive. It's pretty cool to like to paint people. It's pretty hard too. Have you painted anything recently? What was it?
A house.
Oh, so you will do things that are, you know, inanimate objects too, not just people. Well, we're going to meet your big brother, who is here, too, and his name's Joe. Joe, where are you from?
I'm actually from Presto.
Presto. Where is Presto?
It's just next to Bridgeville.
Now, there's another... I'm learning towns, and I've been around for a long time in this area, but I never have heard of Presto. Earlier this morning, we were talking about a town named Pancake, which is near Laboratory, Pennsylvania, okay. Which I'd never heard of. What do you do for a living?
I'm the vice president of human resources for a company, Thermo Fisher Scientific.
Ah, very good. That's is it refrigeration?
We have about 850,000 products that serve science.
Oh, my gosh. So. Okay. Why? I think I know a little bit about the history of the company, and it's a pleasure to meet you. Tell me a little bit about what prompted you to get involved in the Big Brothers program.
I originally was an educator, and we love children. I always loved kids. And as I was relocated to Pittsburgh almost about 2 years ago, and you know, just thought this would be a great way to help out and get involved in the community and help the kids.
That's great. Now, Amari, can you tell me some of the things that you guys have done together, you and Joe?
We went to Dave and Buster's.
What's it like there? What do you do?
Mm.
I mean, I know it's
play games.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's lots of games at Dave and Buster's. It's been a while since I've been there, but skee ball was always one of my favorites. But do you guys play with each other? Do you try to play the same games together sometimes? When you get out there, it's got to be a little fun. Have you done any? Have you ever gone to Thermo Fisher to see where Joe works?
No.
Have you seen the building at least? No, because that might be fun to do sometime. What about any sports or anything? Have you gone to any games or had a chance to see any teams play? Nothing comes to mind. Amari's quiet this morning, but that's okay to be that way. What surprised you most about this relationship from your perspective, Joe? Or what do you think other people might be surprised by?
Yeah, I mean, how important it is that, you know, like a guy like Amari has different people in his life to support him. And know, he does embrace that, and it's nice. You know, it's nice to help create the balance for him and his family.
Yeah, it sure is. Amari, I meant to ask you who else is in your family. Any brothers or sisters? Who are they?
One is Mariana and Amario.
Amario and Mariana? And who else is in your family?
Cousins.
And mom, dad? And do you want to say hello to anybody who might be listening? They know you're there now. Cheryl, is Amari always a quiet boy?
Again, this is the first time I've met these two. And if you'd have seen him about 10 minutes ago, you wouldn't have thought he was quiet. He was quite animated.
Well, so. It's a little different to be on the radio in this sort of situation. So can you tell me some of the... How long have you guys been together?
Oh, about maybe 6 months. And he plays a lot of baseball, so I'm at his baseball games, and we practice baseball, hitting and throwing.
Well, that's pretty nice.
And he's a pretty good little baseball player, I'll tell you that.
I was going to ask you, Amari, do you prefer to hit or be out in the field? Which do you like doing better?
Playing out in the field.
Out in the field. Do you have a favorite pirate? Or do you get to see the Washington Wild things at all? Because they're not far away from where Joe lives. Because that would be a fun thing. Have you seen them?
I haven't, but I heard. And that would be something we thought about. I thought about.
Yeah. What does Joe do to help you, Amari?
Help me play baseball.
Yeah. Has he given you any tips that have helped make you a better baseball player? What are they? Maybe some other people would benefit from them. What has he told you to do?
Wait until the ball comes.
Say that again?
Wait until the ball comes.
Oh, you wait. Okay, wait until the ball comes. Anything else that sort of has helped you be a better baseball player? Like?
Get our elbow up.
Keep your elbow up. When you're getting ready to bat?
Or throw.
Or to throw, to keep your elbow high up in the air. I never knew that, which might explain why I wasn't a very good ball player. In terms of getting involved with Big Brothers, Big Sisters, now you mentioned you're Vice President of Human Resources. That's a pretty busy job and requires a lot of energy. Yet you were able to find the time to devote to Amari. So people might be thinking that becoming a big brother or a big sister is a huge time commitment. You've been able to make it fit with your life, haven't you?
Yeah, I have, and I think it's worthy of the commitment. So, you know, I think you adapt and you know, like you plan to do your work. I plan to make sure I can spend the appropriate time with them. You know, and it's becoming even more frequent, so it's nice for, I think, both of us.
That's great. And how much time, roughly, would you say, you know, you've devoted, not to measure it, but some people may be wondering, am I going to have to spend 20 hours a week, or, you know, is it like having my, you know, another child? What's the rough estimate?
Yeah, it's a couple hours a week, I would say, you know.
So that's... You know, if you go to a movie once a week or if you watch a couple TV shows, imagine how much more valuable you could be spending that time, perhaps, by helping some of the kids who are waiting for big brothers or big sisters. You mentioned that you have a sister, two sisters? Is that right? No, one sister and one brother? Help me along here.
Yeah.
Are they older or younger than you?
Older.
Okay, so it's nice to have another big brother. I was trying to figure out what you two do. Cheryl, how is the waiting list now at Big Brothers, Big Sisters?
Well, it's kind of interesting. I think there was a belief that there was always this really long wait list for children because we always are looking for volunteers. But right now, we actually are doing a pretty good job of matching kids with volunteers. So
terrific.
Yeah. So that's why I encourage families, if they're listening and they have children that they think would benefit from having another role model in their life, that they too check us out and consider getting their children involved.
So. Well, that's great. I hope some folks who have listened and heard mm-hmm. the segments we're doing have been inspired to come forward and to get involved. Do you know what you're going to do later today at all, Amari? Have you thought about that? Like, what kind of time you're going to be spending later today?
Forgot.
You forgot. You're quiet.
He's gotten quiet all of a sudden in here. We
might be a little sleepy today. It's hard to say. Well, I've got a pass to give you to the Children's Museum that you can use today, or you can use whenever you'd like.
Thank you.
And I also have one of our radio patches for your being here. And you would think I would have, you know, we put these in the wrong place, but it makes me reach too much here. But I've got a pencil for you to take back with you. It's fun to have you here. Is there anything else that you might like to say, to add, or no? It's been good to have you here. It's a little different to be inside of a radio station and to listen to all these things. I hope that you get a chance to look at all of the art that is out there. You mentioned that you like art, and there's so much to look at. There's stuff out there from kids younger than you and much older than you, and I think you'll really enjoy what there is to see out there. Joe, anything else you wanted to pass along?
No, just to thank you, and like was said, anybody interested or thinking about it, I think it's very worthwhile. There's a lot of benefits that you get rewards back as much as you're able to provide a reward. So I would highly encourage it.
Yeah, and it's nice to see Amari. You know, we're talking about your being a little less talkative right now, but that also means you're comfortable when you can just be with somebody. And that's part of being a big brother, is you don't necessarily have to talk nonstop or to be doing something. Sometimes it's just being together, period. And that's a big part of it. Cheryl, anything else
I can't agree more with what you just said. I think the whole idea is a relationship. It's not what you do together. It's the time that you spend together. And I think with summer coming up, these guys will probably have some new adventures to share in the future. So looking forward to hearing about it.
bbbspittsburgh.org or 412-363-6100. And our thanks again to Joe Bianco, as well as Amari and Cheryl Jones. Thanks for being with us on this Memorial Day weekend. I live.